So I'm going to do a real quick channel update. You know, I'm not trying to be negative on the channel, but I'm trying to wake people up who can't see their need for God, you know. Every breath we take is because of God. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. So He sustains us moment by moment. And it's kind of like, here's what I'm observing in society. I'm looking at the governments. I'm looking at the corporations. I'm hearing nobody. Even the people who go to church on a regular basis, every time you talk to them, they're talking about football or basketball. You don't really hear people saying, praise God, hallelujah. Because it's all from Him, through Him, and to Him, see? And so I'm not trying to be negative on the channel, but I'm trying to wake people up of their state. Without God, their state. If you look back over history, the people who do the greatest inventions brought us to this time. Now, we're the people who use the Bible and spirituality to invent. Before Jesus, there were not any great inventions. Only because of the Holy Spirit did we have these great inventions. The elect, the Jewish people, the elect saints, we have wisdom from above. And the world will take our gifts and our knowledge and our wisdom and our inventions and our abilities, and they use it to turn it to a system that's just about worship and money and worship and Baal, the devil. So what's happening here is, early on, the Christians were doing the inventions, the inventing, right? Now the world creates all their universities, they're listening and watching people, and even if somebody does invent something, they'll steal it from them, and they'll mock them and make them, and they'll probably take them out, you know? I am 100% sure that they have water-powered cars. But they take it from those people, kill them. We know there's more efficient stuff out there that they want to hide, right? I've talked to enough people in my time that I know a lot of people, they can invent, but they're not going to release it because they know that they'll be taken out. There's easier ways to do stuff, but they're not going to tell you because they want you to follow their code, you know? Because they want to get rich off of you. If you invent something and you put a patent out there and you think, well, I got a patent. Well, there's a way for their lawyers and all to bypass you. It's an absolute fact. If you're not a Freemason or a Jesuit, they can bypass you in a heartbeat. And you know China's stealing everything. Everything that China learns, they learn from us and they steal it. And then they do a copycat and then sell it back to us. It's crazy. So I'm not trying to be negative on this channel. I'm trying to just wake people up that they are bankrupt without God. That's all. Every human being born in the natural is bankrupt without God. Does that mean we just live in misery and all? Does that mean we don't have some relaxed time or some fun times? Yeah, you can have some fun times or relax. The word fun, I don't even want to use that word because fun is really not a positive word. It's a distraction, really. Can you enjoy life? Let me use that word instead of fun. Can you enjoy life? Yes. Serve. Who is the greatest? The greatest among you is a servant. Find something where you can serve. Find something that matches your gifts and your callings and what you like. Don't go to a job just because of money. I've done that before. I've had good office jobs, making good money. But it was misery. I don't like being stuck in a little cube, you know? I don't like being stuck in one place. My point is, as a channel update, I'm not talking to the born-again people when it comes to you know, trying to show somebody how evil they are, because the born again people got saved because they saw their sin, you know. The saved women and the saved men, they know what it's about. I'm trying to reach people who are religious but lost, and they think they're good enough. They think they're good, you know. There's none good, no, not one. Let God be true and every man a liar. Does that mean we just hold our head down and live and take a whip and hit our back and do penance? No, Jesus already paid it all. We don't have to be negative in day-to-day activity. We don't have to be pessimistic. We don't have to look at the clouds all the time. We can look at the sunshine. There are going to be some dark days, but there are also going to be sunshine days. The dark days are there to make you appreciate the light days. But because you know the dark days coming, during the sunshine, get ready for the dark. During the spring and the summer and the fall, get ready for winter. Stock up some food. Get your car worked on before winter. You know the dark day's coming. You know there's going to be a death in a family. You know there might be a divorce. You know there might be somebody get sick. You know there's going to be some bad things happen. You might get a flat tire. Prepare as much as you can for the dark days, because they will happen. You can't prepare for anything. That's why you walk. I mean, for everything. That's why you walk by faith. You can prepare for what you can prepare for. Do it. So I'm not trying to be negative. I'm trying to show people that any kind of blessing that they have is because of God, is because of His saints. He's blessing the earth because of the born-again saints, the elect Jews, the elect Gentiles who got saved. Abraham was the first Gentile. Abraham was a Gentile. He was the first Jew, but he was a Gentile. But God left the Jews, went back to the Gentiles to make the Jews jealous. And so this is the age of the Gentiles. This is the age of grace. But this is not going to last. This age is not going to last. There's going to be a rapture, and then it's not going to be fun. But my point is, I'm not attacking anybody. I'm just trying to show people that what they think they are, apart from God, is total vanity, is total delusion. Your family background, your health, your education, it doesn't really matter. It could all be lost in a split second. God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. Okay? So if you're sitting here scratching your head saying, hey, what's going on in the world? Don't necessarily go to YouTube or go to the news and the media. Go directly to God first, and He will lead you to what's happening. But the biggest thing I want to get across is they're devaluing the money to make you more of a slave without you knowing you're a slave. And so if you can get out of debt, that's the number one thing. But you're a slave. Each day they print more money, you become more of a slave. So you've got to start networking with people locally. You've got to start making wiser decisions, because you're under attack. You know you're under attack. And everybody knows this, but they can't talk about it on YouTube because they'll be censored. But you know what happened. You know you're under attack. They're attacking the air, the water, it's a depopulation agenda. You know that. You should know that. Because think about it. In the Old Testament, the Pharaoh had a bunch of slaves, and they all got mad, rebelled. And the Pharaoh went crazy. He said, "You think my dad was bad? I'll make it worse. I'll take the straw. You're gonna have to work harder." Moses said, "Let my people go." And so there's no new story. There's no new game. It's the same game happening right now. These leaders in office right now, they don't want you to be free. And when somebody comes up and says, "Hey, I'm here for the people. I'm going to run for office for the people to set the people free," that person is going to be attacked, because that's like it's the same storyline. Every time we had a bad king in Israel, you read in the Bible where people were complaining for years, and then another king and a good king rose up, and then people took it for granted. Then a bad king took over. It's the same thing happening right now. The only difference is it's happening in America. If America goes under a dictatorship, the whole world suffers. So people need to be free, and they need to vote for people who stand for freedom. You don't need to be voting for Democrats. These people are socialistic, lazy, selfish people. They put on a front like they're unselfish, but they're totally all about self. They put the virtue signaling up. AOC puts the virtue signaling up, but it's not real. She's just about herself and her group, her people. It's not promoting freedom for everybody. It's promoting slavery for everybody. And so if people can see how evil their heart is, and then they step into salvation by faith, and then they start voting right, they start acting right, they start thinking right. And it's a long process, because when you leave the darkness into light, there's so many lies that you believed that it takes years to cut them off. One by one by one. And it might take 20 years. It might take 30. It might take your whole life. The lies that you were fed before you got saved, every time you unfold one and you see through one, it's like, wow, I got through that. And then another one. Then you say, oh, that was a lie too. Oh, that was a lie too. Because you're in a death cult. And the only hope for mankind is salvation in Jesus. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It's faith alone in the finished work of Christ. There's no other hope for mankind. Every human being is a failure. David in the Bible failed. Abraham failed. Moses failed. Everybody in the Bible failed, except for there's a few that you don't see, like Joseph and Daniel and a few others. But pretty much, you even see John the Baptist, the greatest man ever, he even doubted. He was, because they were going to, he was in jail, and he says, he even doubted what he already knew. I'm not saying he failed, I'm just saying he had doubts. Solomon, the wisest man ever, he failed. He went into idolatry because the 1,000 points of light, the 1,000 concubines, took him into other religions instead of the true religion, which is not even a religion. It's just Jesus is God, you know. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So anybody who's not in Christ, is susceptible, or is really not even susceptible, but anybody who's not in Christ is in total delusions. I'm sorry. So most of the population, most of the world is in a delusion. This is why the devil can trick the whole world. And you're sitting there scratching your head saying, how is it possible that everybody's believing that lie? It's so obvious. They're contradicting themselves. Because the whole world's under the spell of the devil. He's a liar. He's a liar from the beginning. He's a murderer. And he's not going to change. He's a psychopath. These demons are psychopaths. And so the AI machine that man is creating is going to be psychopathic just like the demons. Because it's the flesh side of Adam. And in Adam, all die. But in the second Adam, all live. So I'm not attacking people. I'm not attacking anybody. I'm just trying to show people how to wake up. But they first have to look in the mirror. And then they look to God. And they escape the delusions. And it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. And these revelations should be hitting you. Each day, you should be getting revelations of how wicked this place is, but how great Jesus is.